ليا سلطان الاونيه ما شاء الله ني فايز الدارستاني ما ليا سيدي سلطان الاونيه شيخ محمد زمان الحكاني ما ليا سلطان قلوبنا مولانا الشيخ هشام كباني مدد الحق يا حجة الله المخلص ذل حالنا وشفنا ان شاء الله وانا عبدك العزيز الضعيف والمسكين والظالم والجهل and but we exist by the grace of Allah عز وجل and that took a path of asking to be nothing take a path of asking to be nothing. So when people want to know the difference between the tariqah and other associations, the way of marifah, the way of Gnosticism, the way of realities and the way of muhabbat. And awliyaullah come into our life from the example of Prophet that be nothing. Humble yourself and be nothing and remind yourself, your inner self and out loud to Allah of your nothingness and Allah's greatness and everythingness. And in the face of that greatness of Allah, who can be anything? So by negating and negating and negating, we pray for the rahmah of Allah to begin to dress the soul. And the rahmah of Allah is the love of Sayyidina Muhammad that our way is to remember the malakut and the world of light, the reality of the world of light and the supreme light of all light is the light of Sayyidina Muhammad. That Allah make all creation from that light and every reality from the light of Sayyidina Muhammad, and Allah is the power of that reality. And this is the month still, the month of Safar, Subhana man huwa alimul hakeem, and the month of Surat al-Kahf and Ashab al-Kahf, and the relationship with and in the story in the qisah of Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam with Nabi Musa alayhi salam. In so many realities, the story of Zulqarnain and the builder of the wall and someone came into this world whose claim is to build. He builds on time and below schedule and he builds walls. It came in the month of Safar as a sign from Allah that nothing happens without Allah's writing is written. Written in the month of Safar, the great builder to come. That has different tafsir, but for tonight the reality between Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, that he's searching Nabi Musa alayhi salam for the reality, the higher levels of reality, that, Ya Rabbi, I'm not going to stop until where the two rivers meet and awliyaullah come into our lives and for today and our understanding the two rivers is La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. And one of the signs for that meeting place to occur was they were carrying a dried dead fish for their food, for their lunch, a smoked fish, and as they are walking Joshua had put that fish upon a rock. When they had stopped, they were going to have lunch, he put the fish upon a rock, it came alive and jumped into the water and left. And later when Nabi Musa was walking, he's saying, we're hungry, what happened to the food we were going to eat? He says, ajib, something I forgot to tell you, I put the fish out for us to eat, it came alive and jumped into the water. This is Holy Qur'an. And that fish is symbolic of the oceans of hayat. And that was a symbol for Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam, who is the shaykh in Naqshbandi silsila. He holds a position within the silsila, the 11th shaykh of the Naqshbandiya order, and has to do with the secrets of al-hayat. That reality, when somebody wants to approach the realities and the secrets of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, Allah will guide them to these ahlul hayat. That fish, and today they write the fish as a symbol of the soul. that the souls, they swim within the oceans of Allah's rahmah and mercy. It means it's important to understand that the soul is symbolic of a fish, that it wants to swim in the oceans of Allah. It wants to take as much as it can take from Allah, and that's why Mawlana Shaykh would describe the symbol of the fish. It's continuously thinking it's eating and devouring the whole ocean. It opens its mouth and as if it thinks it's taking the whole ocean into itself. That's the reality of the soul in the ma'rifah of Allah. It doesn't want a little, it wants everything. It wants every reality, Ya Rabbi, as much as you throw my soul, it will try to devour all of these realities, and that's from Allah's oceans of Kareem, His generosity. That take as much as your soul wants to take from that reality, but seek out the realities in life. And then the soul that becomes dried and withered and dead means it was lacking those realities. And that's why the Ahlul Hayat, they are muhyil qulub, they can revive the hearts that are dead. Because a soul that doesn't swim in an ocean of realities, it begins to wither and die. You see many of them at Jummah. You go and they just look so tired, they look so frustrated. They've heard the same things. Every Jummah is a political Jummah, every Jummah is a hard Jummah, and all they have of Islam is Jummah, where Islam is rich. Every night there are halakas and zikrs and majlis and teachings and realities, infinite in realities. But the soul that is blocked from that reality, its symbol like a dried fish. It withers, 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 almost as in a state in which it says, Ya Shaykh, they come, people come, Shaykh, I feel like I'm dead. I pray and I feel nothing. I do my ibadah and I feel nothing. I keep going and coming to the programs that they put, I feel nothing. And that's a soul that has been locked and blocked from these oceans of reality. And these oceans are everywhere. So then they come into our life and describe, keep the way of muhabbat and love, hub, hub. And then in today's world they confuse that love with the wrong love. They confuse that love with lust and physical love. Because you hear these awliya are talking and shaykhs are talking, love and keep the way of love and keep the way of love, and then everybody go and sleep with each other and say, this is love. So we're following love. No, no, that's not love. That's completely something opposite. This is from the animalistic desires of your hawa. And those have to be controlled, those have to be tamed. This hub and this muhabbat, Allah opens its understanding in the huruf. Means they are the people of hub, the ha and the ba. And they want to describe that when Allah says, these people are muhi al qulub, what I dressed of them, if you come into their presence, they emanate an energy from Allah. Means that ba, because you start the reality from what's closest to you. So you want to know Ahlul Hub, you come to the ba and they begin to teach. That all of Holy Qur'an in 30 juz, 30 juz in 7 verses of Surat al-Fatiha. Then Allah dress them with the realities of Surat al-Fatiha. That's why their du'a basira Surat al-Fatiha. That within the secret that Allah dressed through Prophet, Ati Allah, Ati Rasul, Ulul Amri Minkum, the Ulul Am that taught them, guided them, lifted them, dressed them, was conveyed upon them the secret of Surat al-Fatiha. When they say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, they understand its realities. When they say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, they understand its realities all the way. Of Surat al-Fatiha, they're dressed from the secrets of Surat al-Fatiha. And when they make their du'a, then Allah describe all of that Surah Fatiha is in the secret of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. So means they're carrying the realities of Holy Qur'an on their soul. As a result of the secrets of Holy Qur'an, Allah condense all of its realities, because it's like a laser. At that time they didn't know, now they understood lasers. Light like can be infinite, but if you want the power of the light, you want the ability to really manipulate that power, Allah taught them lasers. Where they take a light, they put it into a mechanism that infinitely sends it back and forth and condenses it to a very fine line and begin to cut. That laser now can cut through steel, can cut through wood, can cut through everything. Now they want to be able to shoot the laser from the earth all the way up to the satellites. All of that technology is in the realities of nur, and Allah described in my Qur'an like that. My surahs, all their power can be brought into Surat al-Fatiha. So when they recite Surat al-Fatiha, basir Surat al-Fatiha, all of the realities of Holy Qur'an is flowing in that Fatiha, that the angels take and deliver that to Allah's Divinely Presence. And when they talk about the reality is that every huruf of Holy Qur'an carries 20,000, 24,000, 12,000 realities. Some awliyaullah described it as 12,000, some described it as 24,000. In reality it's infinite. They can take alif and say, Izzatullah. They can say, alif is alif, lam fa, because each huruf opens like a flower. Alif becomes what? Alif, alif again, lam and fa. So now you took one understanding, Izzatullah, and they opened it now into three. They can again describe the alif, the lam and the fa, its realities. That alif, alif lam fa again expands, the alif again becomes alif lam fa, the lam becomes lam alif meem, the fa becomes fa alif. So you went from one to three to what is that? 12? Means they can infinitely expand depending upon how much Allah put into the heart. So means that to understand that ban, who they are, is that Allah describing all of these realities of Holy Qur'an is put into Siratul Fatiha. And through the power of Surat al-Fatiha, Allah then begin to describe from hadith of Prophet that all of Fatiha can be found in the secret of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. So merely when they recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem with all the secrets that Allah unfolding, then brings out all again the secrets of Holy Qur'an like a laser. They say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, all of those realities Allah dressing in that Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem. And then again describe that all of the Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem is in the Bah. So they can say Bah with the understanding, Ya Rabbi, I'm asking from the secret of Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem, the secret of Surat al-Fatiha and all that expands for your Qur'an and Majeed. Don't limit Allah, don't say it's not possible. Then you're putting a limitation on Allah. We're talking about Allah, we're not talking about people. We're talking about what Allah can give of His mulk, قُلُ اللَّهُمَّ مَلِكُ الْمُلْكِ. That who can say what I give and what I don't give? It's not for you to limit Allah. Nobody can limit what Allah wants to give. He give to whom He wants to give, He can abstain from who He wants to abstain. There's nothing you can do that forces, Ya Rabbi, you have to give this to me, is incorrect. It's impossible. Allah is not forced to give anything, He can give and take it away. So means when they carry the secret of the Ba is that they're carrying all the dress and the light of Holy Qur'an. InshaAllah tomorrow we talk about Holy Qur'an. Is what you understand is Furqan. They carry the realities of Holy Qur'an. As a result of these realities that Allah dressing and honoring their souls, there are walking reflections of this reality of that Holy Qur'an is dressing them. They are inheriting from Prophet ﷺ's inheritance in Surat al-Rahman. Surat al-Rahman is a description of Ibadur Rahman. These are the servants under the sifat and the mulk of al-Rahman. And Surat al-Rahman describes them, Alam al-Qur'an, Khalaq al-Insan. Alam al-Qur'an, I taught them the Qur'an before I created their insan, before I created their humanity. I taught these souls the Qur'an, their station is an ancient station. God is not watching for us to do something here and then randomly pick things. Allah says, okay, today, hey you, I'm going to raise you, you're like the lucky contestant. No, these are ancient realities. Allah described these souls, Alastu bi rabbikum wa qalu bala. In the oceans of souls, Allah dressed them, blessed them, alam al-Qur'an, I taught all the realities upon your soul. These souls are honored souls in Divinely Presence. Means when you forget about Malakut and the world of light, you become a person of only form. And we think that, oh maybe God chose you, maybe God chose me. No, Allah chose whom He chose in the world of light, not in the world of form. That choice came from the world of light, that these are honored souls, the tashreef. And Allah's nazar upon them, dress upon them, blessing upon them. And as a result Allah described, they are from alam al-Qur'an, that my ancient knowledges are continuously teaching them. And then we'll go into the huruf a little bit, but people keep forgetting because they said that Prophet was a slave. Astaghfirullah. Slave in your dunya mind is somebody you beat and you mistreat. You can never say that to Sayyidina Muhammad. When you don't understand what abd is, then better to stay quiet than to insult Prophet. That is not a slavery. Allah is not the owner of slaves. Allah's abd is that is a servanthood, they reached a level above rijal, and that which Allah says, you are my servant. Your ego, your reality, your everything is so complete that I'm dressing you from the best of dress. Prophet described, it's the best of dresses. It was the best of names that Allah gave to me, Abdullah. That abd was the dress of Allah's illuminations and lights. That abd carried Allah's ayn, which is Allah's ancient aleem, ancient knowledges. Allah granted their soul an ayn, that you are a container and a carrier of my ancient knowledges. So what were the Khalifa's names? Abu Bakr is Abdullah, Umar, Uthman, Ali. Four knowledges, sacred knowledges that contain the entire reality of an atom, because the atom has four powers and the nucleus is Sayyidina Muhammad, the owner of all knowledges. From the abd of Allah Sayyidina Muhammad, that ayn is going to his four major khalifas. They carry the knowledges and all the realities in which Allah described, you are a Kawthar. You're kathiran, from my oceans of abundance, that if all the trees were pens and all the oceans were ink, my words from my aleem will never end. They flow through your heart and through your soul. Sayyidina Muhammad, from your soul, you are the source of all power, you are the source of Holy Qur'an, your soul. The Qur'an is alive. Qur'an is uncreated, it's continuously oceans of hayat continuously coming. It's not a printed book that just became printed and was a story of the past. It can't be described as hayat because it's not created, but it's hay. It's an ever living fountain that's flowing. It's not a printed book. From that oceans of aleem, Allah said, my words never end. The words don't end at 114 surahs. This is what you know of this dunya. Ummul Kitab is an infinite reality in Malakut, where Allah said, my words never end. Means that qudra and that power, that moving, as what we know of Qur'an through the heart of Prophet is the power for the entire created universes and all of the heavens. and all the malaka and all the arsh, everything coming from that power contained in the ayn. As a result, Allah, they are the containers of my ba. The ba is the laser point of the Qur'an. From the ba comes the bismillah, comes the fatiha, comes the entire holy Qur'an is moving from the center of the laser, which is the ba. So when you write ba, as if you've denoted a laser point of the power of holy Qur'an. What type of power that must have? So Allah gave ayn, ba and ta. They are the dalils and the guides of all of this dawam, all of this creation is been guided by that knowledge whose owner is Sayyidina Muhammad and his four khalifas that are containing and showing and emanating that reality of knowledge. Every ulum and every knowledge coming from that reality. So when Allah says, Abd, it's a tremendous title of honor. That I dressed you from all these realities, you reached my satisfaction and I'm allowing you to be my servant, my khalifa, to represent Allah above the angels and the jinn. The angels are under the feet of awliyaullah, it's atiullah, atiya rasul wa ulul amri minkum and malaika below. That's why Allah, when He just wanted to show a little of the knowledge of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, what did He order? He ordered the angels, bow down to this knowledge that this is transmitting, this is Nur Muhammad coming for you. Bow down in respect to their nur, and the angels they submitted to the darajat. As soon as they made the itiram and the bow, they acknowledged the supremacy of that knowledge, that it comes Allah, it comes Sayyidina Muhammad and ulul amr. They contain that reality, malaika, and below them jinn. So means ab is a tremendous dress. So when Allah give from these servants the ba, they're carrying that reality. Then Allah take their souls and dress them into the oceans of hayat. You see the hayat in Rahman and in Rahim, the ha. Ar-Rahman is the oceans of nur. That Allah take them and dress them into the oceans of al-hayat, the ever living attribute, and dress them and dip them in Rahman, and they become the Ahlul Nur. Because Rahman and Nur is dressing with the light. Then take their soul and dip them in Sifat al-Rahim and they become Ahlul Hayat. That they have a Nur and they have the oceans of Hayat. From their right eye emanates Sifat al-Rahman and they dress with Nur. And from their left eye they dress the Sifat of Rahim from the oceans of Hayat and the ever living. Means through the surah they dress people with their light and from the oceans of al-Hayat. So when we say hub and Ahlul Hub and the people of hub is not the people of lust, not the people of following their desires, but these are the servants of Allah, that Allah dress their soul with these realities and these blessings. That they emanate this reality of Holy Qur'an. That's why Mawlana Shaykh was saying, when awliyaullah are near you, they dress you. It's not an empty association and it's not an association where they're relying on you, where you have to do something to lift yourself up. No, you're merely in that presence from the soul and what Allah dress their soul, they're dressing everybody in that association. Because Allah makes no distinction, nobody Allah doesn't say, no, this one a rich one, you dress one, that one a poor one, you don't dress this one is a new one, you dress this one, no, this one's an old one, don't dress that one. No, that's why the angels were astonished. In this halaqah of zikr, Ya Rabbi, there's somebody not meeting the qualifications of what you are describing as a good servant. Says, but there's no distinction. If those halaqah have awliya, and the lights of the angels, and the angels are there, Prophet must be there, must be awliyaullah to be present there, seen or unseen. As a result, everybody will be dressed. There's no distinction, there's no niyat and there's no intention. That's why the power of the halaqahs is something that unimaginable. The blessings of the halaqahs something unimaginable. And the rahmah which Allah gave, it's from وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. These are the gifts that were given to Prophet ﷺ, that your lovers whom love you, they dressed with the realities of Holy Qur'an because they accompanied you. Tomorrow night we talk about the reality of Holy Qur'an. When we say that they carry the ba is because these are Ahlul Hub, people of love. Who do they love? They love Allah, but they love Sayyidina Muhammad. Because Allah is giving to us, you're in the world of creation, you love whom I love. They have such a love for Sayyidina Muhammad that they're continuously accompanying Ruhaniyat al-Nabi. As a result, they're dressed from these lights, blessed from these lights. As a result, they are walking from that reality. So then they carry them and Allah dress them from the oceans of hab and hub and the oceans of hayat. And what Allah said then, hablillah, hold tight to the rope of Allah and don't separate, bihablillah. So what is the habl? What is the rope of Allah? It's the love that Allah is describing. So Allah, there's no rope in the heavens where it extends down and people hold to it. So Allah then describing through the hub that these are the people of hub, means that keep the company of their lisan, the advice that they give and the talks that they give, they are the oceans of al-hayat. And as they speak, they are addressing you, hold tight to their knowledges. Where Prophet said, seek knowledge all the way to Chin, to Sin or Chin, China, China. Why? Because your whole life seek knowledge. The knowledge, because we started at the dry fish. So when Allah want to give a deeper understanding of hablillah, hold tight to the rope of Allah. Who's the rope of Allah? Prophet. Who is the representatives of Prophet on earth? Awliya. And when awliyaullah teach and speak, these are the frequencies of the oceans of hayat, that their teaching, their company, their being in their presence revives the dead souls. So merely if you come into their presence, the energy that emanating through them, through their zikr, through their chanting, through their association, what you eat, what you drink in their presence is what? Is going to be dressing your soul, making the fish that was dead to come alive. And what's the most dearest fish to Allah? The souls. So they are muhyil qulub. That Allah's sifat run through them, dressed through them, blessed through them. And we described, if you think that's big, look at the power of the sun. Allah gave that to that creation. Is the giving to the power of the sun more honored or giving to wa lakal karamna bani adam? Means what Allah gave of the magnificence and power to the sun, why would He not give it to the creation He loved the most? Wa lakal karamna bani adam. I have honored you with the light of Prophet. What I can give you of realities, no one can imagine. So imagine then the soul of whom Allah has honored. Means that's the realities of life that people don't contemplate. And the hablillah is then keep to their advice, keep to their teachings, keep to their presence. As they speak, they are dressing the souls of people. They raise the darajat so that when you hear these knowledges, you're no longer like a dead fish. Because your soul at night goes, Ya Rabbi, I heard these realities, these haqqaiqs and the realities of Sayyidina Muhammad and Allah said, jump into that ocean, into that reality, take as much as you can of that reality. Subhana rabbika rabbal izzati amma yasifoon. وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ بِحُرْمَةِ مُحَمَّدِ الْمُصْطَفَى وَبِسِيرِ سُورَةِ الْفَاتِحَةِ.
سِيدَنَا النَّبِيُّ سِيدَنَا النَّبِيُّ سِيدَنَا النَّبِيُّ سِيدَنَا النَّبِيُّ.